This is the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Blaze Bryant. Yesterday was International Workers' Day, and that frees me up to talk about why we need to continue the practice of diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, which unfortunately, as we're returning back to the before COVID normal, is going away. Now, to start off, DEI was not done the right way in the first place. It was done very reactively after the tragic murder of George Floyd and, of course, other police brutalities leading up to the George Floyd murder, which, if that didn't change your mind about things, I don't know what would. But that doesn't mean DEI still cannot have been and should have been done proactively. It absolutely should have. Now, what happened was you had companies hiring DEI officers, and oftentimes these people were put, frankly, in tokenized positions, at least from my observations. They were hired because they looked the part. How freaking ironic is that? Yeah. Yep. That's what happened. Instead of, you know, there's this really diverse, and I mean beyond disability, pool of talent that isn't being tapped. Let's see what we can do about that. At least, once we got past the reactivity phase, that's what happened for a little bit. And unfortunately, corporate America is now saying, you know what, DEI, that's just a temporary thing. Let's go back to how things used to be. News flash. Normal sucked for a lot of people before COVID. And as we're coming back to or returning to the normal that we want, starting to realize again just truly how bad normal sucked for people. Why do we want to go back to comfortable, which did not terribly benefit a lot of people? And instead, let's learn from the damn pandemic and do better. Is it a status quo thing? Why? I really don't get it. So when I think of International Workers Day, I think of all the people around the world that are doing all sorts of jobs. If you are working, whether it's an hour a month or an hour a week, whatever, full-time, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, whatever, you are part of the fabric of International Workers' Day. And I'll even count people who are unemployment and are job searching because they want to be part of that. Part of it really has to do with making sure that the work environments and the jobs are conducive for the people doing them. And that can be accomplished through reasonable accommodations. There are a lot of resources out there. The one I like to point to the most is the Job Accommodation Network, or JAN, along with this very valuable tool called Working Together. It is equally on the employer and the employee to work together if a reasonable accommodation cannot be made for whatever reason. Even though I will say most accommodations are pretty simple, pretty cheap, but there are those case scenarios where that can't necessarily happen. So it does take a little bit of discussion and hopefully some compromise, because accommodations at the end of the day are a win-win for both the employer, who can say, yes, we know how to accommodate this type of disability or condition, and the employee who says, wow, I have more tools in the box for doing this job. So that is how I view International Workers' Day. And we need to stop at the nearest train station, change engines, replace the one that says, let's go back to normal with, let's do better. It's really that simple. Comfortability equals complacency equals hindering progress. Blaisinshows at gmail.com. BLAISINshows at gmail.com. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app and follow the show on social media, Facebook and X at Blaisinshows. And if you have a minute or two, I'd be grateful if you left a rating and a review. That helps other people find the show. Transcripts are AI generated and are not perfect, but they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the show. Now, a quick programming note. Tomorrow, we're not going to do the disability curiosity question of the week because I'm going to promote a really cool thing I'm going to do next week. I'm Blaze Bryant. Thank you for listening to the Blaze and Access Podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Have a great day.